His Chicken stories we're following for you today on Robinhood Radio. Pat Pagano's tri-state forecast calls for cloudy today, showers, thunderstorm possible mid-70s, showers and a thunderstorm tonight 65 to 70. Tomorrow, again hazy, humid, showers and thunderstorms lower 80s. On Thursday, showers and thunderstorms possible, some sun, lower 90s. And Friday, partly sunny and humid, lower 90s. We'll get the full details on the tri-state forecast in just a few minutes. In a story by Ruth Epstein in the Republican American today, an anonymous donor behind the scholarship that benefits Housatonic Valley Regional High School comes forward as the latest recipients of the Margaret Derwin Blue Sky Scholarship are named. The anonymous donor who started the fund has now come forward. Sarah Wardell is the person responsible for making the dream of college a reality for a host of Housatonic Valley Regional High School students. Wardell knew Margaret Derwin when she was a student at Housatonic, a conscientious student with high grades. Derwin had her hopes set on studying social work in Boston. When she graduated, Wardell told her if she was accepted into college, she would pay half her tuition. She put together loans and private donations to equal half the tuition for Wheelock College, and Wardell paid the rest. Derwin's college career was successful, earning Dean's List honors every quarter and qualifying for a full scholarship to graduate school. Sadly, she was diagnosed with a rare form of cancer before beginning those studies and died in November of 2010. Wanting Derwin to be remembered, Wardell established Margaret Derwin Scholarship at Berkshire Taconic Community Foundation in Sheffield. Social Security for kids. Hudson Valley parents to get the first federal payments of up to $300 per child coming up on Thursday. At a press conference that Representative Sean Patrick Maloney held last week to tout payments that families will get over the next 6 months through the $1.9 trillion pandemic relief package enacted in March. Across the U.S., couples earning less than $150,000 a year and single parents making under $75,000 are set to receive $300 per month for each child under six and $250 per month for each child ages 6 to 17. Most families qualify with that income limit, ensuring benefits for 90% of American children. Great Barrington has condemned the Wonderful Things building after the fire. The owners say the buyer will demolish it. Health officials condemned the Stockbridge Road building with a history of unsafe living conditions that were worsened by a fire this week. Property owners told them they're willing to sell to a buyer who plans to demolish the building. At a regular meeting of the Board of Health, they voted unanimously to condemn the multi-unit building that once housed the store of Wonderful Things on its lower level and four apartment units upstairs. Chick-fil-A at thruway stops. Lawmakers want that plan scrapped. At least four state lawmakers want Chick-fil-A scrapped as a restaurant option in the soon-to-be-overhauled rest stops in New York State thruway, citing the fast food chain's history of donations to anti-LGBTQ organizations. Assemblymember Linda Rosenthal of Manhattan penned a letter Thursday to the thruway authority leaders telling them she was outraged that Chick-fil-A was one of the several restaurants slated to occupy new rest stops as part of a $300 million renovation beginning later this month. Some meetings coming up in our area today. The town board meeting will be taking place at Town Hall at 7 p.m. in Hillsdale. Citizens can listen in via Zoom at 850-20-12-1223. It will not be interactive. It is for listening only. Canaan Railroad Days is back after a year absence. It begins July 14th, running through the 18th, the 57th year, bringing the festival to the northwest corner of Connecticut. Fireworks, train history, carnival, live music, and much, much more. For a full list of all the activities and times, CananRailroadDays.com. Sharon Park and Recreation presents their summer concert series coming up on July 14th. Wanda Houston Band with Jazz. This will be held, of course, 6 to 8 p.m. at the Sharon Lyons Pavilion at Veterans Field. In Northeast New York, the Planning Board has a meeting coming up on July 14th. In North Canaan, the Sunset Music Series Car Cruise continues with food, cars, motorcycles, music, and fun on Thursday from 6 to 9 p.m., rain or shine. Phil Dunham will be playing this week. Ancrum, New York has a Town Board meeting on the 15th. On Thursday the 15th, the Amenia Drive-In Theater on Route 22 will host the Boondocks Film Society's presentation of the 1984 road movie Paris, Texas. Gates opening at 7:30. The screening will feature a pre-film performance by William Lawrence. The film will begin at dusk. More information, playeatdrink.com. Zany Janie and Looney Lisa live in concert at the Douglas Library in North Canaan on Friday, the 16th at 10:30. Silly Songs for Kids of All Ages. Come at 10 for Story Hour with Cindy. The event is free. Also on Friday, the events on the green in Norfolk, the Village Green. Coming up this Friday, Cyril the Sorcerer, a magician presented by the Norfolk Land Trust. Sheffield Kiwanis sponsoring a summer food drive on Saturday, 8:30 to 4:30 at the Price Chopper parking lot in Great Barrington. The Sharon United Methodist Church is holding a huge tag sale on Saturday from 9 till 3 p.m., both inside and outside at their Upper Main Street location. Due to COVID last year, they have accumulated quite an assortment of items that will be for sale. On Saturday from 11 till 12 during Railroad Days, Connecting Our Region with 21st Century Rail, a conversation will be held at the Canaan Depot. Ham or turkey sub drive-through with lettuce, tomato, cheese, macaroni, sour chips, water, and dessert on Saturday. Benefit the Wasaic Fire Company Auxiliary at the firehouse. Drive-through only, pick up from 11 until 2. Tickets are $10. For tickets, contact 845-406-8462 or any auxiliary member. St. John's Lutheran Church, County Route 7 in Ankrum, has their annual chicken barbecue coming up on Saturday. Donation is $15 for takeouts. Pick up 4:30 to 6. Order tickets as they are limited. Barbecue chicken, corn, coleslaw, potato salad, rolls, and watermelon. To order tickets, 518-329-0038, 518-329-7594, 518-789-4796, or 518-398-5200. The Sharon Historical Society and Museum announces the opening of the next exhibit at the gallery at the Sharon Historical Society, Works by Four Women Artists, to be held at the Museum Gallery from July 17th until August 27th. The public is invited to attend the artist's opening reception on the terrace on Saturday the 17th from 5 till 7, when the exhibition will be available to view under social distancing guidelines. Please bring a mask for entry into the building. Our business brief is underwritten by Viale Insurance, 75 Main Street in Lee, insuring seasonal and secondary homes in the Berkshires since 1912. 413-243-0347, VialeInsurance.com. Salisbury Bank and Trust, SalisburyBankandTrust.com, and Morgan's at the Interlaken, InterlakenInn.com. You'll also find them on Facebook and Instagram. The Dow Jones Industrial Average will start off today at 34,996.18, the NASDAQ at 14,733.24, and the S&P 500 at 4384.63. We'll take a look at that tri-state forecast. That'll come your way in just a few moments.